Blog Talk Radio. From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good evening, good evening. I'm your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you this evening from Real Woman Real Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast, and I am thrilled to be here this evening. I just want to say to all of my supporters and listeners and followers week after week, thank you so much for your support and your prayers. I would not be able to come here every week if it wasn't for you all with your caring thoughts, your prayers, and your support. It has tremendously blessed me, and I just thank you for it. So we're just going to shout a blessing to you this evening as well. This evening, I have a very special guest in the studio with me. I met her through another one of my acquaintances. And through it, I have this incredible woman in the studio with me this evening, and she has her own CD that is coming out, R&B, and I just want to be able to do something a little bit different because this platform is for real women, so I just want to be able to bless you with something fresh and new each and every week. So, but before we get started, as always, we always go to God in prayer because we just want his blessing and his covering over everything that we do here on this platform. So, Father, we just come to you this evening. We just thank you. Father, we just ask you right now to forgive us, Father, because we have sinned by word, deed, or thought, and Father, we just give it to you. And Lord, I just pray that you would just touch us right now, Father. There are so many things that is happening in a lot of our lives today, and we're running back and forth, and sometimes we don't know if we're going to actually come or go because things can just overwhelm us in life. But Father, I just pray that you help us to remain centered in you, God, that we don't have to look to the left or to the right, but that we center ourselves on you, because when we're centered on you, we get this peace which passes all understanding. And Father, I pray a special blessing over my guest this evening, and I pray, Father, that you will just continue to pour out your blessings on her. You will continue to pour out your spirit on her, Lord, that you will continue to just move in her life in a mighty way. And Lord, I pray everything that she touches, that you would just bless, Father, and bless the work that she's doing, Father, because you have called us all and you have created us for a purpose. And Father, I just thank you, Father, that she has found her purpose. She is walking in her purpose, oh Lord. And I just pray you will continue to support her in every way, Father, that you will surround her with a hedge of protection, Father. Let no harm come nigh her dwelling. Father, that you keep her in the hollow of your hand where she's safe in you, God. And Father, we just pray, Father, everything that she does, Father, that it will bring glory and honor to you. And Lord, we just pray for all those that are listening, and I pray your divine blessing upon their lives and their families, their homes. And Father, I pray whatever needs that may be represented, that your hands will supply. So many people are struggling in their finances. People may be homeless. Whatever the situation may be, Father, we just give it to you. We just release it to you because you love each and every last one of us, oh Lord. And Father, I just pray your blessing. And we pray all of these blessings in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone. This evening, we are excited. I am excited, and we're just going to move forward. This evening, I have the honor of having a poet, songwriter, and singer. So when you look at all three, it's like this is a woman of a trinity, and she has all three. And she has music, R&B, which resonates through the soul and touches emotions. So my guest this evening is no other than the one and only, and I hope I am pronouncing her first name right. But forgive me in advance if I don't, but I believe I have it. And I just want to bring to the platform Miss Aura Sounds. Am I correct, Miss Sounds?
That's correct, Aura Sounds.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is good. Won't he do it? Thank you so much for tuning. Thank you so much for joining me this evening in the studio. And I just appreciate you so much. And I just want to just say thank you. Your music, I listened to your one song. Whenever you called, when you first gave it to me. And I'm going to tell you something. You have a new sound that I haven't heard in the secular world in a very long time. And I can go back as far as in the late 80s, probably early 90s. I believe that's when music really started to change around that time. And it just haven't been the same since. But I just thank you for your rhythm and your gifts and your talent and your abilities that you bring music and you bring it to a different platform. So first of all, just tell us a little bit about you and tell us a little bit about all three of these components that you have going on, poet, songwriter, and singer, and how all three of them come together to create the sound that you are making right now in today's music.
Absolutely, Barbara, and thank you so much for having me on your show today. I really appreciate it. You know, I have to give God the glory because, you know, you thanked me for the talent, but it's really God that gave me the gift. So I definitely want to use it, use the gift that he gave me. And as far as what you call the Trinity, which I love the way you the way you pose that, I started this journey really as a poet. Been doing poetry a very long time. Wrote when I was very little, elementary school even, and never really attributed to songwriting. I have been singing for most of my life, so I've sang at many functions, both professionally and for my friends and family, et cetera. But it wasn't until I got a little bit older and started talking to some people and realized that I could turn my poetry into songs, and that a lot of them were, in fact, resonating with people's emotions and had a good flow that could be put to a melody. So I started my songwriting journey by looking at some poems that I had written, you know, a long time ago, just kind of dusted those off, and I started turning those into lyrics and outcomes songs, right? So then I evolved into from a poet to a singer to a songwriter, and that's really where Whenever You Call started. It started from a poem, a really short poem, actually, that I wrote. And so that's kind of how I connected all of the gifts that God gave me.
All right, I'm back in. I do apologize. I don't know what happened, and the line dropped, so I do apologize. The sounds, but I am back and ready to flow with you again. So your music, your poetry, you know, you found a way that you could use that poetry into music as well. So tell us a little bit about how your music career took off, because it seems like that in order to be a singer, I mean, I believe from my own personal opinion that when a person is a singer and they are a songwriter and they are poets, they're very deep. You know what I'm saying? And I always look at people that are poets as they're very deep in their soul, you know, and there is a mystery to them, you know. And so how do you feel about that scenario, you know, as far as, you know, being a very deep individual, you know, because there's so much inside of people, I believe, that are poets, you know, that they just carry a lot. You know, and they go into a different dimension in life, you know, and they just hold everything together, you know, and they keep everything so deep in them. And I believe that is what makes them so creative, because they have something much deeper than what other people have. Do you think so?
Well, I would definitely say some people would agree with you, especially characterizing me, right? I do think a lot. I have a lot going on in my head. Sometimes I can't even sleep because there's a lot going on in my head creatively. Not necessarily a good thing. But yeah, the poetry and the songwriting definitely are expressions of all that, you know, all that I'm thinking, all that I'm going through. You mentioned kind of holding it together. These are kind of one of the artistic ways that I get some of that out, you know, because sometimes okay. You're kind of keeping it in. And so I need to get it out. Right. I get it out on paper. I get it out through song, those mm-hmm. kinds of things. Yeah, definitely.
Wow. You know what? Because you just seem like you're a very deep person, you know, and I like that because it seems like that. And I believe that God just created people like that, you know, with just a little bit extra oof, you know what I'm saying, you know. And some people may look at them as though, okay, well, you know what, they may be a little weird, you know, but I don't consider that weird. I call that creative. They are more of a creative genius, you know, and that's how I like to label people like that, including yourself, because you just have so much inside, you know, and you waiting for it to come out. And another form of bringing it out is on paper, you know, and you're able to express yourself, you know. And when it comes out, it flows, you know. It flows like ribbon water, you know. It just overflows. So I do like that about your spirit so very much. But tell us a little bit about this, your walk as far as with your new album and CD is concerned. You know, how did that all come about? And where exactly was it birthed from? Because I am a firm believer, it sounds, that when things happen in our lives and before we get to that next level, that we have to go through this birthing process, you know? And then from that birthing process comes forth that project, that purpose, you know? So has that been your outlook on it? Has that been where you see yourself and through it came this incredible album that you have now?
Absolutely. And I think you said it very eloquently. It definitely was a birthing process. And it really came out of a lot of things that were happening at once in my life. My family and I relocated from St. Louis, Missouri, where I was born and raised, and moved to the Washington, D.C. area. And that was different for us, right? It was a big change. We had a lot of adjustments to make and a lot of things to deal with, right? So part of that dealing and healing process was me writing music and me getting back into the music that I loved, because it gives me peace. It calms me. That's kind of where it started back. Then I also was experiencing some problems with my parents' health. And so my father was going through a lot of health problems. He actually passed away from Alzheimer's last year. And that's really...
I'm sorry to hear that.
And, no worries. He's in God's hands, and we're good with that. But it was because of all of that that I really started digging into my music. I needed some way to get my emotions out. I needed something else to focus on. And so those two kind of things came together, clashed, if you will, and out of it, it's a lot of creativity that the world will get to experience, including my newest single, Whenever You Call.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, just tell us a little bit about when does your album come out, and where can we purchase it at as well? And also, just give us a little bit of the background of your type of flow with music. You know, I mean, everyone has their own style. I mean, I like your style, and I'm going to tell you why. I mean, I love music. You know, do I like today's music? No, I do not like today's music, because today's music is way too much. You know, the lyrics is just crazy. You know, it's not fit for our young generation today. You know, so I like music. Like I said, music changed in the early 90s. But I like your style because you have seemed to capture the old school and you're bringing it into 2015. So that's what I like about it. But tell us a little bit about your style, you know, and what were you trying to really accomplish in music with this new album that you're just putting out right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So the single, Whenever You Call, it comes out this Friday, March 27th, and you can purchase it at most of your online retailers, so Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes, Google Play, and various other digital sites, so it'll definitely be available. The album will be coming out here later in the year. So this will just be the first single that's released off the album. And when you ask kind of what's my direction and how I feel about my music, you really captured exactly what I'm trying to do with my music. So I am happy to hear what you're getting out of it. The goal is to bring real R&B back, real vocals back, meaningful lyrics that you can really relate to. And so the feeling that you're getting when you heard it, that's exactly what I was going for. Looking to bring back some of that kind of old school flavor, And that's why we say it resonates, right? Some of that resonates
right.
feelings and your emotions, and you can actually picture yourself when you're singing the song. Yes, this is me. I've been there. I've done that. And that's how whenever you call it, right, you have that person that no matter what you're doing, what you're going through, if that person calls, you're like, drop everything. You know, he called. So
right.
that's really what I was trying to evoke. So I'm glad that you got that out of that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. When I first heard it, you know, I was like, okay, you know, because, I mean, I get music all the time. And when I listen to it, you know, it's like when I listen to something, and I'm just going to be honest, people only have 3 minutes to impress me because that's all I'm going to give you. If it don't strike me in 3 minutes, it's not going to happen for me, you know. But when I first heard it, I was like, you know what? I says, I like her style, you know. And I had the privilege of talking to you before just to get familiar with you. And then after I did, I listened to your music and read a little bit about you. And I'm like, you know what? I says, I like her style because it's nothing wrong with R&B. But what happened is that people have over the years, and it's just my opinion, and I would like your opinion on it as well, but I believe that we have allowed people think that the only way to make music and to make money is to degrade themselves, you know, rather in their lyrics and so forth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe
mm-hmm.
that is the key to making music and selling music. People are going to buy your music, but I want to listen to something that has a message, you know, that something is going that I can get from it. You know, I'm not going to sit there and listen
yeah.
to something and someone's going to call me all kinds of names. You know what I'm saying? You know, that is not music. But for some reason, this generation has gravitated towards it. What is your outlook on it? What do you think where that all comes from?
Yeah, so, you know, it's all about what your purpose is. And so their purpose is solely to be commercialized and make money. And that's okay, right? I mean, we all have to pay bills. And so I think a lot of what you see today is people trying to conform. You know, that's what's hot, that's what people want, that's what the record labels are asking for, so that's what we'll put out type of thing, versus
okay.
those who are really into it for their craft, and the music and the money will come and the success will come if you kind of stay true to your craft. So we have, you know, some of those true R&B singers out there who are staying true to, you know, I'm not going to degrade myself or anybody else. I'm going to stay true to, hey, you know, my life is about love. My life is about relationships. My life is about success and failures, kind of the real things that we're about. And so that's what I'm trying to convey.
Well, you know what? I would say this. You are definitely conveying that. If that's what you are conveying, you are doing it well, because I'm going to tell you something. That's what music is all about, you know. But, okay, so tell us a little bit about, as far as who is your manager, and how did this all come about for you to actually launch over into music? You know, I know that you're a poet, you're a songwriter and all this, but, you know, just tell us a little bit about how your career started to take off, you know, because a lot of times people think that, okay, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Then sometimes people think that, okay, you just have to be at the right place at the right time. Okay, then some people, they believe, okay, you know what, if God is for me, who can there be against me? So there's so many different things, and I just wanted to touch all of them because not everyone has the same viewpoint as I do. So I like to be able to have something that everyone can relate to. But just tell us a little bit about how did that come about with you, actually, with your manager, and, you know, was it just predestined, or how did it all happen for you?
Yes, I will say it's predestined, and one of my favorite phrases is, or in songs, is what God has for me, it is for me. And I firmly believe that's what happened. So my manager, Edward Day of Real Trilogy Management, we actually were friends first, developed a friendship, did not even realize that he was into music management and he didn't realize I was a singer. We never had that conversation. Started having that conversation a little later after our friendship developed, actually because I was having a conversation with our mutual friend, Wanda Schultz. And so just conversations started happening, and between Edward and Wanda, they started pushing me I got a vocal coach and started working diligently to kind of hone my craft. I'm still working to hone my craft, ever the perfectionist I am. And so we started, you know, making music. I started writing songs. We got in connections with a local studio and a great producer and engineer, and started putting my life and my life experiences to music.
Amen, amen. So what else, do you have any other projects that you have in 2015 as far as that, as far as the single? Are you going to be working on a video to add to the single, or what are your next goals that what you want to be able to do with your actual music career?
Absolutely. So as the single comes out this week, we'll also be working on putting a complete project together. So I want to definitely share more of my music or collection of my music with the world. So we will have a full album coming out. Definitely going to be working on a video for Whenever You Call. So developing the concept now as well. So lots more to come in 2015. Looking forward to it.
Wow. Well, you know what? You seem to like that you have a few projects that are going to be coming out here in 2015, you know, and definitely Real Women Real Talk platform definitely wants to be able to help you in any which way that we can in promoting you, your, you know, promoting your videos or whatever that you have. We would like to support you as well, because not only that, for many reasons, and one reason is because, you know what, we all in the body of Christ together, and second reason is because, you know what, you are a woman just like I am, and this platform is for real women, so we're definitely going to be able to bring you back onto the platform again. We're going to be able to do some other things with you, so you just let us know how we can be a blessing to you, and that's what it is all about, is being a blessing to other people and not just to ourselves, because we know how to bless ourselves. You know, we have mastered that, you know. So in the last moments that we have, and I'm going to tell you something, I've been trying while I'm on the phone with you right now, in this interview, to actually upload your MP3, because I want everybody to be able to hear it, and I'm having a little bit of difficulties trying to get it uploaded. Each time I do, it keeps rejecting it. So I do not know why it is rejecting it. I'm going to try to get with the engineer and see if, you know, if there's something that we can do. So I'm working on that as well. So if everyone would just be patient with me, we're going to try to get this song played for you all, because I just want to be able to give y'all a taste of her song, you know, and it's called Whenever You Call. So I definitely want to be able to do that. But in the meantime, can you tell us a little bit about Whenever You Call? How did you come up with that song? Something deep within you, I bet.
Deep within me, again, my songs are about my life experiences and those I come across their experience as well. And it's really, I think that everybody can relate to, again, there's a person in your life and maybe distant, right? Maybe you haven't talked to them in a while, but you still have that deep connection between you. Oh. And so, you know, you could be out hanging with your boys, or you could be out hanging with your girls, and that person calls, and you know if they're in trouble, if they just need a shoulder to cry on or somebody to listen to them, that you would drop everything for them. And so, it just kind of, you know, comes from everyday experiences, really.
I like that very much, you know, because, you know, we all need somebody that's going to be there for us, you know, and a lot of times, though, that we all have someone, whether it's a friend or someone that we have in our life, you know, that we can call on at that time when we really need someone to talk with, you know, so we definitely all need someone. But what I'm going to do, I am going to hold the line just for a moment. I'm going to try to work on uploading this MP3 just one more time. Me just one moment while I try my best to do it, and let's just pray that it works so that we can get this song played on the platform. And I do apologize. This is something that I wanted to do earlier today, so I just want to apologize to you first, Miss Sounds. You know, it's been crazy this past week and maybe in the last 2 weeks, you know, a lot going on, and that's not the way that I like to be able to do business and bring people onto the platform. I always try my best to be prepared at all times, you know, so I do apologize for not having it uploaded, you know, prior to the interview and trying to get it done during the interview, so that my apologies to you on that matter. But what I will do, if for some reason, if I'm not able to get it played, I am going, if you don't mind, I would like to be able to play it and upload it onto social media, if you don't mind. But then again, you just give me your call, because I do want people to be able to hear your song. You know, I do want people to hear it. We get a lot of listeners. We get so many followers. And I want everyone to be able to enjoy your music. But that is your call as far as how do you want me to proceed, and I will proceed accordingly. What we can also do as well, you know, is that we can definitely work out something so I can bring you back onto the platform next week on a special evening where we'll be able to play your song, and not only play your song, but I'll be able to ask you additional more questions as well. So I am even offering you that as well, because I do want to do everything that I can to promote you as much as I possibly can under this platform. So you just tell me, dear, how you wish for me to proceed, and it is done.
Sure, absolutely. We can definitely discuss that after the call.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to it, you know, because that's something, you know, that I wanted to be able to do, and it's still not taking it for some reason. I'm continuing to get this message that says that it's not successful, that the upload is not successful. So I'm not sure what is going on in the studio, why I'm having difficulties doing it. Usually I don't have this much problem doing it. I can just upload it and, you know, and it just does this little thing. And then within a few seconds, wham, bam, there it is, you know. But this evening it's not cooperating. But anyway.
No worries.
I do.
No worries.
Okay, sweetie. But we're going to talk after the show, you and I, just off of the record, and then we can discuss that as well. But tell us, give us a little bit of information about your website. Where can we look you up at on social media, what social media platforms that you have? Because we definitely want to be able to follow your career, and we definitely want to be able to support you. So just let all of our listeners know that, and I would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. So my main website is AuraSounds.com, AuraSounds, AuraSounds.com, and I'm on all the major social media sites, so you can find me on Facebook at AuraSounds, Twitter, and also Instagram and YouTube as well. So if you go to AuraSounds.com, you can get directed to each one of those sites.
Okay. All right. Well, we are almost out of time. We have less than 2 minutes left. Is there a word or a message that you want to convey to the world this evening before we end this interview?
Well, first, I'd like to thank you again, Barbara, for having me on. So I really appreciate your support and your fan support. So thanks again for that. And I just want to thank all of my fans out there, new and old. And the message I just kind of want to convey is, you know, love the aura surrounding you. Whatever that aura is, go for it.
Amen. Amen. Well, you heard it here from Real Women, Real Talk. And we will be back next Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be listening out. Continue to follow us on Facebook while I'm always updating Facebook to let you know who my guests are each and every week. And we're going to be having Ms. Sounds back on again, so you definitely do not want to miss that as well. Just continue to follow us on Facebook. Until next week, just be blessed, and just know that whatever happens in life, it is not no surprise to God. It surprised us, but he's not surprised by anything that happens. He already knew that this day was going to come, and he already had the answer already for you. So just love one another, be blessed, and remember always that God loves you with an everlasting love. We hear from you. You can continue to follow us on Facebook, Twitter. You can also follow me on my website at www.fromInsanityToSane.com. Be listening out for Ms. Sounds. Her CD her single will be released on this Friday. Get yourself a copy. Definitely, I'm going to put some information on the social media platform so that you know exactly where you can get her music at as well. You definitely want to get your hands on whenever you call. You do not want to miss it. So be blessed until then. And Ms. Sounds, I will follow up with you right after this interview. To everyone else, we love you here, and good night, and God bless.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.